Right now, as you're listening to this programme, there are, believe it or not, about 1 million people airborne above your head. And most of them have a jet engine to thank for being up there. These engines usually have a large fan at the front end that pushes air backwards, propelling the plane forwards. The blades of these fans are called aerofoils. They hook into a large rotating disc inside the engine. They're precision engineered to give them the very great strength and durability that they need to work reliably and safely. But this also makes them very expensive to manufacture and replace.
Well, to help solve this problem, engineers at the UK company Rolls-Royce, who build about one third of the world's jet engines, have come up with a solution that means they can use a technique similar to 3D printing to repair and strengthen worn fan blades. Now, I'd like to mention a tweet from our listener Rashmi Sidiwala, and he asked, what's the finest resolution for printing metals, and could we print aluminium? Well, maybe not quite that, but the engineers are using a laser to melt fine particles of metal into regions of the blade surfaces that are showing signs of wear or tear, and they can vary the type of metal powder they use to suit the demands placed on the component they're repairing. Greer Jackson spoke to Rolls-Royce engineer Martin Rawson to hear how it works.
So you could repair certainly aerofoils, which are the rotating parts, the blades, the powders delivered to a point above the aerofoil surface where you want to deposit the material, and then you essentially use a laser beam to melt the powder as it arrives at that position. You can build those back up to their original shape, so you've got the original blade profile.
So why would you use this method over melting something down and starting from scratch?
One of the advantages of powder is that, of course, you can potentially take subtle difference in composition of powder and tailor them metallurgically to where they're most appropriate. So you could also potentially, in the rotating discs where you've got the rim of the disc which carries the blades is a lot hotter, for example, than the bore of the disc. So again, you could look at changing the composition.
In the future, what sort of applications are we looking at?
I was in the Aeromat conference a few years ago where certainly NASA were interested in the use of powders for either building structures in space or for repairing components in space. They seem very interested in the technology, in order the fact it was transportable. You could easily transport the powder, you could easily transport the machines. In terms of Rolls-Royce, so prototype applications, development engines, I could see that things like 3D printing would have a real future in that sort of area. You know, if you look back a number of years where we were using TIG welding techniques to actually build up components for prototypes, for development engines. That was a big benefit, considering that to actually obtain the casting from a traditional route would take something like 12 months. So I suppose your imagination's the limit on that one in terms of what you could do.
It's amazing to think you can print with a 3D printer something as massive an engineering challenge as a jet engine these days. Martin Rawson from Rolls-Royce, he was talking to Greg Jackson.